95 degrees in Nashville with the heat advisory in effect. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee's Department of Correction executed Anthony Darrell Hines this morning, 4 decades after his conviction for the murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins. Jenkins was a maid at a Kingston Springs motel where Hines fatally stabbed her in March 1985. After the lethal injection, Melissa Jenkins spoke about the void left by her mother's murder.
One senseless act not only took her life, but forever changed the lives of the many family members and friends who were robbed of the chance to hug her, laugh with her, hear her stories, or see her beautiful smile again.
Tennessee's lethal injection protocol has faced persistent criticism, which was amplified by the botched execution of Tony Carruthers in May. Next month, Krista Pike is scheduled to become the first woman executed in the state since 1819. A legal challenge is attempting to block that and is one of several challenges to the state's protocol. Tennessee is almost entirely drought-free for the first time since last year. Asheville and the majority of the state had been dry since December. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says Tennessee has had a lot of drought on and off in recent memory, but this was one of the few stretching more than half a year.
One senseless act not only took...
In Nashville, December through July was the driest 8-month stretch on record since the infamous 2007 drought. It affected the entire state. Tennessee is generally water-rich, with plenty of rainfall. But the pattern of droughts mixed in has become more pronounced. State climatologist Andrew Joyner says Tennessee is oscillating between extremes, which makes planning around weather difficult.
I think it makes it pretty complicated. The more we see this kind of back and forth between a lot of rain, a lot of drought.
Planning becomes harder for farmers, utilities, and really anyone who deals with land and water. Droughts stress wildlife and can contribute to wildfires, like in Georgia and Florida this year. Or think back to the Mississippi River bottoming out near Memphis in 2023. And flooding often follows. This pattern is one way the warming planet disrupts life in the Southeast. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.